I warned you about this guy. I warned you about Butch Jones. I warned you about seeing him at Cincinnati. He's a great recruiter. He's a great program guy. Cannot in-game coach. Cannot do it. At least not to this point. Tonight was a real prove-it night for him. Oh well, let's start this thing.
Congratulations, you're a part of the revolution.
It's the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction.
The place where we want to hear from Big Orange Country about today's game. To get online now,
865-200-5402.
865-200-5402.
And now, let's get to your host, Tony Basilio.
Tennessee blew a 17-0 lead tonight. I don't know that we've ever seen anything like that here. Turn it down, would you? As I'm live tonight in the Raymier studio, it is your Smart Way Dalton Behring Hydraulic fifth quarter fan reaction, and it was teed up. Spent the entire day at the University of Tennessee, saw many, many, many people. I'm speechless. Our fan base, deserves better. There's just too much invested in it. It means too much to too many people. And, Butch Jones owes us two now. Not one, he owes us two. Those are two. The Florida game last year and this game tonight are two of the worst examples of coaching malpractice you will ever see in your life. I will not blame one kid that plays on that team, including the field goal kicker. They did, as a team, so many things well in order to win that game. Now, he needs to take a long look in the mirror, and there are some things they've got to stop doing. They've got to quit shuffling 1,000 wide receivers in and out. I mean, I know it's cute. I know it's cute and fun. Gordon Whitener said that to me yesterday. We were at the Hardee's in West Knoxville, and he is exactly right. That crap has to stop. You're not going to win major football games unless you can get continuity on the field. Do you see Oklahoma doing that tonight? And then when you have two horses at running back, give them the damn ball. How hard is that? And people are going to be on Dobbs. Not in my world, they're not. And not on my time, they're not. You can't put that kind of pressure on your quarterback with those kinds of defensive ends and that speed at linebacker. It's not fair. It's not fair to him. You got a 17-0 lead. Come on, man. It's teed up for you. And here's the thing. This year, I don't have any expectations on this season in terms of I don't have an expectation in terms of being one of the four best teams in America. Oklahoma's not any good. They're not any good. As sure as I'm sitting here, what we saw on the video the other night, if I can quote the great one, they were what I thought they were. They're no good at offensive tackle, and there are plays to be had there. And we said over and over this week, and Vol Colonel looked at me Wednesday night and said, Tony, if we'll line it up and run the ball at them, we'll beat them. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that. But I'm here to let you get it out of your system. I am so heartbroken. Oh, man. I am, I get paid by the words I use. I don't know what to say. Tennessee blew a 17-3 lead. 17-0. It was a 17-0 lead. Yeah. And the fact is, and here's your stat on the 17-0 lead, and this is tonight's game. Generations from now, they'll be talking about it. You do realize that Butch Jones made history tonight, right? The largest blown lead in Neyland Stadium history before tonight was 16 points to Georgia. Tennessee blew a 17-point lead tonight in that game. And they let Josh Dobbs throw 32 passes tonight while running the ball between their top two rushers. While they attempted 32 passes, Gordon Whitener wanted it to be 60-40. And Tennessee tonight attempted 32 passes while they rushed the ball 40 times. Not going to work. Kamara got one carry. Not going to work. In all my years of doing this, and I know we keep saying this here, this was going to be the funnest night of all time on your Smart Way Dalton Bearing Hydraulic fifth quarter fan reaction. My name is Tony Basilio. Smith is in route. If you want to get in with us tonight, 865-200-5402. So sure it was going to be a win. And you know what I kept telling people at various tailgates today? If I really, really trusted our coach, I would believe it in the core of my being that tonight was a win, if I believed in him. I don't believe in him, by the way. I'm not saying he can't do it, but he hasn't proven it to me, and I followed him when he was at Cincinnati, and he can't manage games and games. I mean, he's good at everything else. And maybe he gets enough talent that it doesn't matter, but tonight it mattered. Tonight it mattered. He does not manage games well. And I'll take you back to the first drive. How many people in America kick a field goal there on the one inch line? You don't. That's a goofy decision at that point in the game, in your building, with your defense. I'm sorry. No, that's not a goofy decision. That's a stupid decision, actually. And here's the thing. If you're going to run that play on the goal line, because inevitably, you settled for three there when you could have had seven. And so, you could make the point that that's a big point in the game. You're not in overtime if you manage that well. Put the ball in Dobbs' hands there and roll him out on the goal line. Like you're going to do 9 times out of 10. But you're going to go for two there. I mean, you're going to run the ball twice. All right, I got to take some phone calls and then we'll look at the final numbers, and I'm not even sure what the final numbers are going to tell us, and I'll keep you posted on what Butch Jones is going to say. You know, I don't know if it's too harsh to say, okay, here's what I said this week about this game. Somebody asked me this yesterday when I was at the Hardee's. Could Butch Jones lose the fan base with tonight's loss, if they lost tonight? That was a question I had. And the answer was yes, if he handled the game poorly, he could lose a portion of the fan base, a good portion of the fan base. And I'm afraid now, for his sake, he's going to have to win some games here now to get his fan base back. Let's go back to the phones. 865-200-5402. I'm not believing what I saw, and I refuse to believe it, because tonight should be a celebration. Let's start things off on your Smart Way Dalton Bearing Hydraulic fifth quarter fan reaction, and our first caller, hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony, it's Dustin.
Hey, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, I know you had a show you were talking about earlier in the week about would these coaches run their offense or win the national championship. I just folded out right there before us all.
Absolutely.
What these guys would rather do. This guy is so arrogant in what he does.
Yep.
I'm going to put some of this also on the knock for me for drinking his bathwater, not calling him up for some of the bonehead things this guy does.
Well, I'm not blaming any media member, and I'm not blaming any fan. I'm blaming the head coach who makes $3 million, and Mike DeBoer had a terrible night. And the truth is, you have a 17-0 lead in your building. N-E-V-E-R is when you should lose that game to that Oklahoma team with that walk-on quarterback. And granted, he's scrappy, and we kept him in the game, and he made some plays late, Dustin, but Oklahoma wanted to get blown out tonight. If Philip Fulmer, and I hate to go here, was coaching this Tennessee football team with the talent they have, Tennessee would have won this game 45-3. And people can take that as they want to take it, but he would not have gotten goofy. We got goofy tonight. You can't get goofy. You got him on the ropes. Knock him out.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I was saying with the media calling him on for some of the things he does. They didn't have anything to do with the outcome, but some of his play calling and lack of play calling, I wish I didn't have to work Monday. I'd be there on the second row asking him, when is he going to help his team out by making his coaches make them do better things? The coaches have to get better week to week, and they keep doing the same stupid things. We have to take a guy who was a walk-on and make him into – he just had his career right there. He could never play another game ever, and he could – live high and hog on that forever. That's what we do here at Tennessee. It's mind-blowing. You can't do things like that here. That had so many shades of the Tennessee-Florida game a few years ago with Dooley, and they just keep doing stuff like this to the fans, and it hurts.
How can you kick a field goal on the one-foot line with that crowd in that stadium at that point in that game?
You could take that walk-on and put his butt to the rear of the goal line, make him make the play early in the game, set the precedent, but instead you kick a field goal, man. You were right. You said this a long time ago when he was at Cincinnati. I mean, he's just going to do some of the dumbest things you could ever believe. Thanks, Tony. Taking up too much time.
Thank you, Dustin. Appreciate your passion. And I feel your pain. I mean, I think I'm going to tell a lot of callers that tonight. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. It's a Smart Way Dalton Behring Hydraulic fifth quarter fan reaction. We're just sitting here tonight and I'm with Brian Hartman here in the Ramirez studio, and we were together, and we drank a few drinks, and we're celebrating the victory with 17-0. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought we'd be on cruise control. Somebody gave me a little moonshine today. I had a little sippy. Dry Skippy. And if Butch Jones stands up there tonight and calls Oklahoma a top five team after that slop we saw tonight, I'm going to vomit. Because they're not very good. Oklahoma should have gotten blown out tonight. That's what they deserved. They deserve to get blown out. Back to our phones we go. I'm going to give you some of the numbers. And the numbers, I don't know what the numbers say. I'll give you one number. I'll give you a number that matters. I'll give you a couple numbers that matter. Why I put this on Tennessee's coaching staff and why the game was just sitting there. Why the game was just sitting there. Tonight in that game, in the first 20 plays of the game, Oklahoma had only 50 yards and 4 punts. There was a stretch in that game tonight where the Oklahoma Sooners were 1 for 11 on third downs. And then down the stretch in the game, after we farted around offensively, had great field position, including the time the TK Jr., who played balls out, gave us the ball in their territory, Tennessee was 8 of 11. Oklahoma was 8 of 11 on third down from that point. You kick a field goal there, guess what the game is? It's over! And what do you do there with Hurd? What do these guys do? Which goes back to my point. Why don't you run the damn thing up the middle? Run the football. You got a 240-pound running back. This is not that hard. But we got guys, I'm telling you, this Jones guy, I saw him at Cincinnati, he's a football reinventor, and he better change. Because if he doesn't, he's not going to be here long. And the reason I'm saying that honestly tonight is, He has got to change. You've got horses. And Oklahoma, by the way, defensively, is very good in terms of their speed. Why are you running wide on them all night? All night? Back to the phones we go. Tonight's game, as we say in these parts, beats all. Back to the phones I go. Tennessee loses tonight in overtime. The final count tonight in overtime, 31-24. And if I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it myself. How about this effort by Reeves-Maben? Let's talk about the defense, and then we'll go back to the phones. He had 21 tackles tonight, 13 solo tackles, one sack, three tackles for loss, and broke up a pass. Derek Barnett tonight, you could kind of say he had a decent night. Had 15 total tackles, 7 solos, with a sack, 1.5 tackles for loss. Hello? Todd Kelly Jr. tonight, 8 tackles, 4 solos, 2 interceptions, and they still lost the game. To the phones I go. In my lifetime, that's literally of the teams I cheer for, that is in the top 10, and I've been around 40 years watching sports. That's a top 10 loss in my life, just in terms of how stupid that was. Back to the phones we go, and I hate to be this way, because again, I'm not one of these fire the coach. If the guy doesn't get over himself and adapt and understand what he has at his disposal, quit running the Cincinnati offense. I mean, just give me a little bit of something else in these big games. That's great against Bowling Green. That stuff is fine against Bowling Green. You're playing big boy football with Oklahoma tonight. Adjust. Let's go back to the phones. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. It's T-Car.
Hey, man. Welcome in, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Friday, I said that we would lose, I thought, 28-17. First quarter, second quarter, I can't believe what I'm seeing. I'm like, my goodness, we're actually doing something. We're playing some football. Defense is on their game. Offense looked great for those. And then the second quarter hit. And we do nothing offensively, Tony. Nothing from halfway through the second quarter, nothing in the third quarter, nothing in the fourth quarter. You can't win a ball game like that. Even with your defense playing, I thought the defense played lights out. I think the defense just got tired. You can't keep them on the field for three quarters, and expect to win a
football
game.
It was an absolute disgrace to let that defensive effort go to waste. That's what kills me. What kills me, T-Carp, is when I look at tonight's game, the fans did their part. The players on defense, and I think offensively, those kids played hard enough and played well enough to win that game. The problem tonight was that coaching staff let those kids down, and it's just like that Florida game last year.
Every time the fans come out, and we fans, we come out, we do what we're asked to do. You know, when people take shots at us, we set the decibel record. You know, we do everything that's asked of us. And those kids did everything asked of them. But you know what? When you sit there and you screw around with the offense for 2.5 quarters and you don't run up the gut and you try to run wide on some linebackers that are extremely fast, they're just as fast as Hurd. I don't know what you're doing, Tony. I don't know what we're doing trying to, third and two in the shotgun, let's just hand it off. Put a power running set in. They make it in the pistol, I promise you. You know, you've got two tight ends you can put in the backfield. Give them a lead blocker. Do something. Tony, it boggles my mind what Butch Jones is trying to do with this offense when it comes to things. He's getting way too cute, and like you said, he's getting full of himself. I think he's a great recruiter. But when it comes to the offensive scheme, you've got to change something up. It's obviously not working for 2.5 quarters. Fix it. Find something that is working. Why don't you hand it to your 6'4", however many pounds, running back is up between the tackles, not side to side. And my goodness, what about your, Alvin Kamara? You told me one carry tonight?
He had four. But they were few and far between.
I don't know what you're doing there. Again, and you said it again with the wide receivers. No consistency with the wide receivers.
You can't run. You can't run 95 guys in and out and think that somebody's going to get in a rhythm. It just doesn't work that way, does it?
No, it doesn't. You've got to have a consistent first, second, and third string guy, period. You've got to have, this is my number one guy, this is my number two guy, this is my number three guy. You can't, like you said, you can't run them in. I have no qualms with the defense. There are some plays to be made. There's always going to be some plays to be made in every game. But to ask them to hold Oklahoma to what they did, I thought they did well, and I thought they just ran out of gas. And then I thought trying to have Dobbs win the game for you on 3rd and 12 and then 4th and 12, you can't do that. You just can't do it. So, Tony, I'm going to hop off here and listen to you. No problem. See you, buddy.
I got to share a few things. Butch Jones is already done with the media tonight. He was up for about 5 minutes on the podium, no joke. And some interesting things that he had to share. He talked about the pass interference call. He wasn't happy about it. He said that hit the brick wall. The illegal procedure call on 3rd and 3, he said it would have made it a 3rd and 8. He said that would have changed the game considerably. He's right. In fact, on one of their other scoring drives, I think it was their final drive, the guard fired out early. People will be talking about that tomorrow. They missed another procedure penalty. Tough night for the Zebras. Your head referee on the evening was having some serious problems with early in the game knowing which way to turn for the television viewers. Sharing it with us, your head referee, Mike Diffie. In a game that took 3 hours and 56 minutes, seen by 102,455, on a perfect, and I mean perfect, perfect night for football, a 70-degree night, you couldn't ask for anything more, anything better. Tennessee let Oklahoma and Baker Mayfield get out of here with his 2 interceptions. And the last one, that when Kelly Jr. came up with it, should have sealed the game. That was really, 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 really poor. A couple other things Butch Jones had to say. Butch Jones also, tonight, was talking about the effort tonight, and he also tonight said, you have to learn from it. I'm exceptionally proud of my team. They gave it their all. They came up short. He told his team, don't ever lose this feeling. If you don't ever feel like coming and working, remember this feeling. I'd like somebody on the team to tell him, hey, coach, I want you to remember this feeling. Because we didn't have to feel this feeling tonight if you guys weren't so damn stubborn. Butch Jones, this quote from John Bryce, he says, my all, they gave it. I told them, don't ever lose this feeling. Let it fuel you. I'm proud of them. I feel sorry for guys like Bryce because they've got to make this sound good after tonight's game. And I just don't know how you do that. I just don't know how you do that. Because I love the effort of the team tonight. I hate seeing coaches let kids down like tonight. Let's go back to our phones, and then I'm going to get Russell Smith in here. Russell, good afternoon / evening. Welcome to your Smart Way, Dalton Behring, fifth quarter fan reaction. Give me your thoughts in 30 seconds.
I mean, I was walking in when you were reading Butch. I want to know, did he step up and own this?
No,
finally?
He didn't.
Or is
no.
just a bunch of platitudes and a bunch of nonsense speak?
Yes.
He didn't step up there and take responsibility for the coaching abortion we just witnessed on national television? He didn't take responsibility for that?
Not.
He didn't return his paycheck?
I don't think
for
he
that pile of crap that we just watched on national TV? Is that what you're telling me? I mean, that's... I'm speechless. I can't do it in 30 seconds, so you might as well just go to the freaking phones. I mean, what a joke. Botch Jones. At it again. $3.5 million. Can Mike DeBoer get his job scrubbing pools back
next week? Bob Stoops in his seventh chin said, in my 15 years,
right.
I've never been part of a comeback like this.
Yeah,
you know, Neyland Stadium's never seen Tennessee lose a lead over 16 points. They lost a 17-point lead tonight. Georgia, 1980, when they trotted Herschel Walker out there. That was the game.
Well, it felt like getting run over by Herschel Walker, and the Tennessee fan base was Bill Bates. I mean,
Russell, when you're up 17-0, why won't you just run the damn ball? What's so hard about that?
I don't know. I mean, listen.
And it is hard.
If you coach scared, your players will play scared. And Butch Jones looks petrified from the first possession when he wouldn't go for it on fourth and goal, right in the shadows of the goalpost. He's got Jalen Hurd back there. He's lining up in the I formation with Kamara back there.
I hate his offense. I love his players. I hate his offense.
He gave
Josh Dobbs no chance tonight to be successful.
Better players. None. It's the same losing attitude, just like Derek Dooley.
Gutless. No, it's not like Derek
Gutless.
Dooley.
Yes,
Derek
it
Dooley
is.
Had terrible, Derek Dooley had a terrible program. This guy, at least,
the only difference
program.
Are the players. The only difference is
this guy is a solid
he's
guy.
He's botched four games. We're only two games into this third season, and he's already botched just as many games, maybe more games than Dooley, Tony. I mean,
he's
we
not,
can go back and count
best,
him if
you
want.
He's not the best in-game coach. There's no doubt about that. Let's go
That's
to the phones.
That's putting it mildly.
Let's go to the phones and get our next call in. Smartway Dalton Behring Hydraulic fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome. Yeah. Go right ahead. You're on.
Oh, okay. My biggest concern on all of this is if we get stuck in another Dooley rut, while we have players right now, and let's just say we botch another one in Florida, you know, we want to win.
No.
What happens when the talent starts going down?
No, this guy is a mastermind recruiter. See, that's why.
Well, I get that, but if you're not winning, eventually people aren't going to want to, you know. I mean, he's a masterful, promoter.
Promoter, it's what he is. He's a wonderful promoter.
But outside of that, I mean, it's just like Dooley. I mean, it's just a different.
In game to this point, and I saw him at Cincinnati, he's just not very good in game. He's just not. I mean, he's going to have to be Les Miles. He's going to have a ton of talent. He just is. It's just the way it is.
I know that I was planning, I live in Florida now.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I both graduated in 2000. And we were planning to bring our kids up. I've already bought South Carolina tickets to come up when it's a little cooler. I really don't know if I'm going to make the trip. I mean, it's disgusting. I'm tired of, you know, being in, you know, where I live is kind of a melting pot, Pensacola area. So it's every SEC school, but I'm just tired of being the whipping boy with everybody that I hang out with. I mean, it's just absolutely miserable.
And tonight's game, you know what tonight's game was? It was cruel and unusual punishment for our fan base. That's what it was. You're sitting there in the heart of Florida. And here's my thing about this year. I don't really have great expectations. I think next year is the team, the year of the come, when it finally all happens. But I'll be honest with you, I don't have any faith in that guy in big games.
Nope.
And I don't know, I'm gonna say it all spring and summer. If it makes people mad, I'm not gonna believe this guy till I see it from him.
Yep.
And I'm sorry.
Well,
is that fair? Is that a fair thing to say?
Absolutely, but I just my biggest fear is if he doesn't beat somebody that he either shouldn't or should, or in the position to beat somebody, and all we keep beating is South Carolina because apparently he has his number, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, all this. I mean, it's just the same. It's just Groundhog's Day. It's the same thing every football season. And it's basically been like that. You know, I was ready for Fulmer to go. I'm one of these guys that I think that he kind of got laxed and kind of got fat and happy and wasn't recruiting like he should. And, was just, you know, but from that point forward, you know, it makes us look like we made a mistake getting rid of him. Cause it's just been one disaster.
Now, guys, come on. I know tonight's game's painful.
Tony, did you say Butch Jones only, did 5 minutes? He didn't stay and take questions like a man. So he did his press conference the way he coached the game, scared. He ran away like a little you-know-what. I mean, do we have a man coaching our football team? Or do we have I was at a 7-year-old girl soccer game this morning, Tony, and I saw more guts and more character on that field than I saw from Tennessee's coaching staff.
Now, you could tell it was coming.
Where's your manhood, Butch? Where's your pride? Step up and be a man.
No, he didn't engage the press tonight. Apparently, he got in and got out.
Oh, you don't want to take any questions. $3.5 million a year. You can't stick around and answer a couple of questions.
Well, all right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Thank you. I'm sorry, brother. Down there in Florida, this hurts from coast to coast tonight.
$3.5 million.
Oh man,
what's it got you? How about this? How about Butch stand up there and say, you know what, from now on, I'm not going to worry about smoky gray uniforms. I'm not going to worry about being a cheerleader and designing new cheers. I'm not going to worry about checkerboarding the crowd. I'm not going to worry about the fans. I'm going to go out there and coach my team.
That is
because
odd.
Everybody else is pulling their weight. You got the players. The fans are on board. What are you doing? What are you doing, Butch?
Coming up with catchphrases. Let's go back to our phones.
You're working like that.
Here's the thing I don't want to do with him is because I said I wasn't going to do this year, and I'm going to stay with this. I'm not going to make this a you must win this many games or else. But when you have a game like that in your hands, and your kids come out and answer the bell, and they're executing, and it's 17-0, and you're getting every break. The two bounces in the game, the fumbles that popped right back to you.
The missed pass interference on Sutton.
Missed pass interference. I mean, you know, and then people are going to say, well, what about the pass interference in the end zone? Okay, that's right. I'll give you that.
Got all the breaks.
Those plays are going to even out. That's exactly
right.
Hey, when Hurd fumbled that ball,
bounce right
if they pick that thing up, take it in, they might blow us out.
Yeah, I mean, they took a touchdown off the board when.
Well,
Dimes
that's
fumbled.
Exactly right. That's
I mean, you got everything. Don't give me this Don from Sweetwater business.
Well, you saw it on Twitter. Butch was.
I haven't seen it. What did he say? He's blaming the refs. He's going full Don.
Go look at it. Look on your timeline. You can do it. While I grab our next caller, who's Barney Boy.
Sorry,
from
I'm
Virginia.
A little worked up.
Barney Boy from Virginia. Hello and welcome.
How you doing, Tony? How you doing?
I'm watching Kentucky return a 2-point conversion the other way. 8:08 to go in their game. They're winning at South Carolina now, 26-22, Barney Boy in Virginia.
Well,
Barney Boy, can I say something before we get started? We had an incredible time today at Calhoun's on the River. I got to hang out with you for a good hour and a half. It was one of the great highlights of my football season. Of my Tennessee career thus far, getting to meet Barney Boy, you are a complete character. And we both looked at each other and said, we're going to win tonight. And we had a little butt. And what was the butt, Barney Boy, that we both agreed on?
Butch Jones, his coaching ability and game management. Hey, Tony, forgive me. Last time I had my heart ripped out when I went through a divorce, but my heart is ripped out. Tennessee fans deserve better than what they got tonight. My heart is ripped out. I'm so sad right now. It's pathetic.
It's completely how I feel. I mean, when I came on tonight, I'm so glad Russell's here because he's picked up the energy in here. Barney, I am so drained and exhausted from that experience today, man. I am just fried from that. You know what I mean? We gave it our all, Barney boy.
Yeah, we did, and the fans was awesome. But this is a different sick feeling I've got in my stomach. It's not like the Florida loss last year. It's just, you just rip my heart out because you can't coach and manage the game better than what he does. How many times did Kamara run the ball tonight?
He ran the ball 4 times. Kamara got four touches. He got 4 touches.
I mean, I'm in shock. My heart has been ripped out, Tony. And them kids played their ass off. The fans cheered that team. They cheered their ass off. And you have a coach over there can't do his part. I mean, I'm depressed right now. I'm gonna have to get home. I'm thinking about our time at Calhoun's, Tony. It was one of the best days of my life. All my friends love you to death. I'm gonna let you take some other calls. I'm gonna get off and just do a lot of thinking. I'm sick to my stomach right now.
Barney boy, do you realize? And people are going to talk about this. I'm going to diagnose this with Tony Robinson because we're starting our TV show this week and we're getting together tomorrow. We're going to talk about some things. Tonight when we had a 2-score lead and it was obvious that we weren't able to move the ball, Butch Jones and that offensive coordinator, they were snapping that ball with 25 seconds on the effing clock. That is malpractice when you're ahead 2 scores in your building against a team that's not able to do anything. That is a damn... You know what? One of our sponsors here is called Smartway. Now, I'm going to ask you, Barney boy, is that a smart way to go? I mean, can you go smartway.net when you're trying to salt a game away?
You need to invent...
I don't care if you win by one damn point. I don't care. Barney boy, I would have taken the ugliest win tonight. And I would have said, get off the coach's back. We won tonight. But we didn't win tonight.
How about Butch Jones saying that he wants everybody to remember this feeling? Hell with that, man. I don't want to remember this feeling. Get rid of this feeling, Butch. Do something to change it. You want to remember this feeling forever?
Now, he wants the players to remember the feeling.
Why? Go out there and change it. Win one of these games. You remember the feeling. I want to forget it. I've had the feeling enough. I'm tired of it.
Barney boy, you got him all stirred up.
Oh, I'm sick. But you know, Tony, the sad thing is this game should never have been close. You think about it, 17 to nothing. I've never been this sick in my life. I thought the Florida game last year, but Butch Jones has ripped my damn heart out. And I feel for all you Tennessee fans because I can go back up here to Roanoke. Kind of distant myself away from everything. Y'all down here. But it's going to take me a while to get over this. My heart's been ripped out. This guy makes $3 million and can't do no better job than what a high school coach can do. Hey, Tony. Still there?
Barney boy, I'm listening. I got nothing to add. I mean, seriously.
I know. Hey, I'm going to
let's remember this feeling, Barney boy. Remember the feeling. It's important.
Barney boy, hey, I appreciate you. I want you to stay tuned to us on the way home tonight. We're going to get you home, okay?
Okay. We're going to listen to you.
Right. It's 5 hours, and we're going to be here. We're going to be here till the wee small hours tonight.
Yeah, the traffic's heavy. It's going to be a long trip back.
Well, I love you, buddy. Hey, it was great meeting you, man.
Y'all take care and support that team. They deserve it.
Oh, hey, listen. I hope that people come out next week full-throated. Do not jump off this bandwagon. But we're going to give this coach some tough love. I tell you what, in my corner of the world, he's getting tough love tonight. He's going to get tough love this week from me on the radio. He's getting tough love on my blog. And I'll tell you something about Butch Jones that I know. He reads everything. And I don't know if he listens. I know for a fact he reads what I write. He better change, Barney boy, or he will not be here in 4 years. You can go ahead and put that down. You can put that in stone. He better learn from tonight.
I know. I hope so. But, Tony, I'll let you go.
Thank you, Barney boy.
Hey, do a good job.
Thank you.
And I'll be talking to you real soon. Tell everybody I said, hey.
Thank you, Barney
Boy.
Go
Vols.
Remember this feeling. How can they forget it? They only have it about two or three times every year with this guy. Yeah, we don't worry about it, Coach. We're not going to forget. We're probably going to have it again here in about 3 or 4 weeks when we go down to the swamp.
865-200-5402. I feel so badly for our fan base. Our fan base sold that stadium tonight out at jacked up ticket rates. Walked by a ticket broker. Hour before kickoff, he sold tickets were going for $200. People were jam-packed down there. Jam-packed. How long was Butch Jones' press conference tonight? Go ahead, tell me. You looked at Twitter.
Was it 5 minutes? I haven't seen that confirmed. I heard you say that.
It was very brief.
Guy can't stand up there and answer a few questions.
It was very
brief.
I wonder
if anybody in the media would have the guts to ask him some of the questions that need to be asked. Or if he'd only take questions from his pre-approved state media outlets.
865-200-5402. If you want to get in with us tonight on the program, well, let's go back to our phones and let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Hi, welcome to the program. When you hear that click, it means you're on.
That's Butch Jones in his press conference.
Yeah, hey,
silence.
Coach, that was a rough one tonight.
He's got nothing to say. Remember the feeling.
Go right ahead, Coach. You're on. Hello? Okay,
great
Coach.
Answer.
Thank you, Coach. Good talking to you.
1% better.
Professor Smarty could tell you, because he went the smart way, you, and there are so many genius things he learned to do, like getting you set up instead of fed up, and we're pretty fed up tonight. But when you go to Smart Way, anything for your home, and you're going to pay your way, and they've got you locked and loaded, and they've got smartphones there, and they're constantly adding new products, but televisions, dining room sets, kitchen, you name it, they've got it. They even have tires, phones. You never know what you're going to find. 8416 Kingston Pike, everything for your home, pay your way. Be smart, buy smart, go the smart way, and whatever you do, don't snap the football with 23 seconds on the clock. Have you ever seen anything like that when you're winning?
Yes, he did it last year. That's what I'm saying. This guy, I mean, that's what he was doing against Florida. What do you mean I've seen it before? Yes, this is Butch Jones. This is who he is. I mean, it beats all I ever
Here's
saw.
Here's the line of the night. It's from an unknown texter. I've got my cell phone on my website, so people just text me things. There isn't a cup in the entire Dick's Sporting World headquarters big enough for a Tennessee fan to wear that this football program puts you through.
I mean, I think you could just go ahead and take it off at this point. I mean, you're numb. You've been kicked there so many times.
We're
impotent anyway. What the hell?
I'm gonna need a cup for my head if this continues. You feel like you're getting kicked in the head. I'm gonna go back to the phones.
Remember the feeling, Tony. Don't forget this. I don't want you to ever forget what this feels like. I want to forget what it feels like.
I'm gonna go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Check out SmartWay online at gosmartway.net on your SmartWay Dalton Bearing Hydraulic fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Go right ahead.
Man, my son has not, the last good Tennessee team he got to watch. My son's 19 years old, Tony. And he was so looking forward to this game tonight. And Tony, he almost ripped the door off my living room.
My 16-year-old, my 16-year-old twins were at that game tonight, and my son texted me, we were up 17-0, a picture of him and his sister jumping up and down with number one, and he says, Dad, we're going to do it. We're going to do it tonight. That was the caption. We're going to do it. So excited. Sheared again.
Tony, it's so sad. And you know what? Bus Jones is a recruiting madman. We've got another dumbass for a head coach. That's the damn truth. You know it, and I know it.
I don't know it, but I haven't seen him add a lot to this point here. Now, granted, does he have a full complement? He had a better team in Oklahoma tonight.
He does.
He's got
a full complement.
He's
got a full roster. He's got his own coaching staff. And he sucks.
Yeah, so I don't know what to add, man. I mean, I think the whole thing is, look, I appreciate how mad you are. I don't think he sucks.
I do.
But he didn't exactly add a lot tonight. Let's put it that way.
Hey, Tony, you would think after he blew that Florida game up, all he's got to do is get out of the damn way. He's got so much talent. All he's got to do is get out of the way. He can't get out of the way. He wants to be the show. And he's not the show. And you know what? I used to complain about Fulmer because you know I'm a King Johnny guy. That guy could not carry Johnny Majors or Phil Fulmer's jock. I mean, the guy is not in their league. He is so far below what the University of Tennessee should have as a head football coach. And you know what we need to do? We need to do what we should have done 2 years ago. Hey, he's got our recruiting up. We should go and get John Gruden to be our head coach because you know damn good and well John Gruden wants that job. And get that guy out of here while the getting's good.
Going to blow him out after two seasons and a game?
You damn straight.
You guys are, well, thank you for the call. I can't go there. Let me bring Jerry Colquitt in, who is a contributor on the program, TonyBasilio.com. You hear me every day from 11 to 1. You hear Russell Smith on 94.3 KnoxTalkRadio.com from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. Jerry, I bring you in now. You had a huge watch party. You sent me pictures from it, from out in the great Northwest where you live, out in this greater Seattle area. It looks like you had 100-strong Tennessee fans there. That's amazing. But the Tennessee Nation is that big, and heartbreak befalls us one more time. Jerry, give me your thoughts on the game, and then we'll go to the phones.
Yeah. It's a heartbreaker because I felt like, you know, some of these things we talked about early in the week that were keys to the game. I felt like as the game went on, you could just see Tennessee kind of fell victim to a couple of those things that we pointed out, be it being able to keep Dobbs upright, being able to keep pressure off of him with this DeBoer kid, number 23, and then Stryker. And then on the other side, I thought their offensive coordinator, Lincoln Riley, I thought he won the fourth quarter. I thought for three quarters, I didn't think he called a very good game for this type of situation. I thought once he, though, started putting the ball in the hands of Perrine, you could just start to see the game start to tilt. And that's, to me, where the
okay, so the words, so they gave the ball to Samaje Perrine. Okay. Explain to me what and Tennessee, when they had a 17-0 lead, they did the same thing with our two running backs, right? We put the ball in our running backs' hands. We do that too?
No.
I felt like
we were stubborn. I mean, if you look at it, Tony, that team athletically up front, you know, they can run, you know, the ability to put pass or pressure on the passer. They're strong, too. So I thought some of the things that we do, it sometimes these plays take so long to develop. So, you know, bringing an extra linebacker a lot of time, it looked like Tennessee oftentimes in passing situations, you know, you had a one-on-one situation. So I felt like that was going to be hard for Tennessee to hold up throughout this game. I just felt like, you know, not staying with the run and also runs that weren't quick hitting enough. I felt like you could just start to see that impact Tennessee's offense down the stretch.
Go to the phones, take some calls, 865-200-5402. Hello and welcome, Smartway, Dalton Behring, Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction, Jerry Colquitt's with us. And by the way, just a word about Jerry. Jerry coached at the University of Tennessee during the SEC and national championship years. And then the SEC championship year, 97. Then he went with David Cutcliffe down to Ole Miss. Then he matriculated to the Great Midwest, where he served as a coach under Mike Holmgren out in Seattle. And now he's in private business out in the Seattle area. But does diagram a lot of video, watch a lot of video for us, and it helped us greatly as a contributor when he's not fighting the New World Order. Let's go to the phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hello, Tony.
Yes, welcome in.
Hey, Tony, this is Nathan from Ohio. How are you doing today?
Nathan, blessed to talk to you, man. Welcome in.
Hey, Tony, I've been a lifelong Tennessee Volunteer fan. I've loved the Vols all my life. I was there in the glory years back in 98 and the years prior with my father, who passed away 5 years ago, who would be rolling in his grave right now. The thing that I go back to, first quarter, Tony, you remember the fourth and a half of a yard. Tony, I'm here with a bunch of Ohio State fans. I am literally locked into my bathroom right now. Why the hell did we not go fourth and a half a yard and get that set?
Have you ever in your life seen anything? And then after the game, I will say this on Twitter. I meant to point this out earlier. He said if he had to do it all over again, you'll be glad to know this up in Ohio, because he's learned from this. He would do the exact same thing, because the right thing there is to get 3 points in your building. Now, my question for him would be, you just lost this game in overtime. Surely you are kidding, right? You are kidding, right?
Hey, Tony, GD, you know, you wouldn't be in overtime. You know, I coach high school football here. You know, I played, you know, all my life, of course. I wasn't big enough, I wasn't fast enough, and another thing I would not say on the radio, but I play college ball. You get in that 1 yard line, you punch it in, you got Jalen Hurd, a 240 pound back, 6'3", you know, he falls forward, you'll get the 7. You'll get the 6, Aaron Medley will score the next point, and we wouldn't even go to overtime. Nobody has... Hey, Tony, I've been trying to call you in. I'm on a buddy's phone right now. My friends are listening to your phone. I'm about, I don't know, 20 beers deep right now.
You know what? It's not...
You're
going to need about 20 more.
About one game a year, the annual football game, about a 7-hour drive from where I live to Knoxville. And, you know, you punch that in, there wouldn't even
game.
Be an overtime.
It's game.
We win the game.
It's game.
Game over.
You set the tone when you kick that field goal early like that. You cannot kick a field goal on the one-foot line. And if you're going to kick a field goal on the one-foot line, put the ball in Josh Dobbs' hands and give him the run-pass option on the outside like they did with their quarterback there in the overtime period. You get your quarterback out on the perimeter. What is so hard about that?
Nobody has said that, though, Tony. Granted, I've been trying to call in for the past half an hour. The phone's been dead. I left my phone, used a buddy's phone. But nobody has mentioned that. Go back to the first quarter, after the interception by Kesey Jr., nobody has said that. You punch it in there, that turns the tide. Tennessee wins. Simple as that. Yeah, I know Butch Jones was coaching not to lose the game. Well, in fact, he lost the game. He would have punched it in there, game would have been over.
I can't think of a unit on Tennessee's team that deserved to lose that game tonight. Now, some would say the offensive line. The offensive line was set up for failure by the way they managed that game tonight. Those guys from Oklahoma can rush the passer and run, but they're light. Why don't you take the ball at that Big 12 team who's built for speed, line it up, and run at them? I was so sure we were going to do that.
In the backfield.
Yes.
Punch it in.
Yes.
It's a seven.
He's 240 pounds. He's 240 pounds.
Zero. Simple as that. Punch it in. Nobody has went back to that play. That single play cost them the game. I knew after that play, Tennessee, no matter how large the score is, Tennessee would lose the damn game.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
Hey,
listen.
Tony, I love you.
Hey, I want to say this to you.
Man, I listen to you. My wife hates you. I listen to you every day.
I want you to do this. I want you to do this. When you get down here, my number's on my website, or you email me first. I want to meet you. All right?
Hey, sounds good, Tony. I listen to you ever since I found the app.
Thank you.
I love you, man.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
And check out my man Dubsy Smith in the afternoon, 94.3 Radio. Jerry, your thoughts on his point. From a tactical standpoint, Jerry, would you have kicked a field goal there? Or would you have said, hey, we've got two downs to get a yard in my building?
Tony, the point in the game that he's talking about, brother, I missed that. I picked up on it in the second quarter. I was coaching soccer there the first quarter, brother. Shout out.
Okay, well, let me give it to you. Ball's on the one. Literally 1.5 yard line. We run a play, it gets stopped. You're on the 1.5 yard line. You don't gain a yard, you don't lose anything. You've got a fourth down on the 1.5 yard line to begin the game, the opening drive, your opening drive of the game. What are you doing there in your building?
Yeah, I see your point, especially in a game like this when you know that, you know, their quarterback is a rhythm quarterback, so it takes him a long time to get into a rhythm. So to me, that would, especially in a game like this, that would have been a gamble worth taking, just because it takes him so long to get in rhythm.
Exactly.
And, you know, he's hot and cold, and
exactly.
At that point, you know, you're playing with house
point.
Money. So I totally agree. You had nothing to lose because they were not going to light it up on the scoreboard in that first quarter.
That is another wonderful point that he just brought up that I didn't even consider. You have a quarterback that is a rhythm quarterback, as he refers to him, who takes 17, 18, 19 minutes of being out there playing to actually get warm, put the ball on the 1 foot line. That's the worst that's going to happen there if you go for it there, Russell.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why you go for it. I mean, you said it perfectly. You have to go for that. And that set the tone for the game. I mean, that was a harbinger of things to come. Butch Jones coached like he was scared today, and his players came out fired up and ready. But as the game went on, Butch got more and more scared, tighter and tighter. The players got tighter and tighter until they couldn't get it back.
Dalton Berry and Hydraulic, about the business of providing exceptional service, unbeatable prices for all their customers. And listen, Dalton's not going to promise you more than they can give, always going to promise to give you the service that you're going to expect and deserve, selling domestic and import hydraulic cylinders and components, and never going to sell you something and then hang you out to dry with no technical support, no expertise. Dalton has a knowledgeable, experienced staff going to go the extra mile for you and help you with your hydraulic supply questions and needs. Selling thousands of cylinders each year worldwide, never going to overlook the little guy to solicit larger companies. Let us offer you that same small hometown service and a relationship lasting many years. Online, DaltonHydraulic.com. I'm Tony Basilio. He's Russell Smith, former Vol quarterback. Jerry Colquitt's joining. And we've got, go ahead, Russell. Russell has something. And then we'll go to the phones.
Can't confirm this. I got a tweet from Jason Kersey. He says that Eric Stryker said post-game that Butch Jones approached him during the post-game celebration and said, quote, "You're a hell of a player, but have some damn class."
To the phones we go. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, welcome.
Hey, it's Big Brad, man. How you doing, man?
Hey, welcome in.
Thank you so much. Let me, first of all, start out by saying how much I appreciate you and Dubsy's overall contributions and your, yeah, I think you're